Many kehilos enjoy singing as a part of davening in order to enhance the tefillah. People feel that it's more enjoyable and that it's can be more meaningful. So this is not a modern invention. In fact, the Sefer Chassidim, written 800 years ago, already mentions this as a strategy for kavana and tefillah. He says, pick tunes that will help in the davening. It should be matim for the specific part of davening that you're saying. So if a person is saying part of davening, which is shevach ve'odah, praise and thanks to Hashem, so pick a tune which is exciting and which makes you happy. And if a person is saying parts of davening that are about bakasha, making requests, so pick tunes that are mechines alev, that prepare the heart for that type of experience. Music certainly is a powerful medium, and it can provide an ambience which is productive for tefillah, and we can certainly use that to our advantage. There are however, some discussions that need to be had with regard to how to do this properly. So first of all, of course, the motivation for doing so is to enhance the tefillah itself. It's not that tefillah provides an opportunity to just take a break and have a kumzitz. The song is meant, the music is meant to enhance the tefillah itself. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Nun Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, that this should be also the intention of the Shliach Tzibur. His job is to aid and to provide the right context for the Tzibur to have a meaningful and productive tefillah. So if his intention in singing is to provide, to enhance the tefillah, then that's great. But if his intention is to show off his beautiful voice and to use this as a stage, so then that would be certainly problematic. The Mishnah Berurah here writes in Sif Katan Lamed Vav that as well, the chazan needs to be in sync with the tzibur. So certainly to extend the davening in a way that the tzibur does not appreciate, that does not enhance the davening. That just makes people frustrated, and it is a tircha for the tzibur and should be avoided. If the tzibur does appreciate, so then fantastic. If it enhances the davening, then that's wonderful. And certainly can be an aid, as we said, in having a nice davening. Rav Avad Yosef writes in Yechaved Das, in Chelek Beis Simen Hei, that one needs to be careful when singing during davening to ensure that the words of davening are still being pronounced properly. That sometimes, in order to fit with the tune, a person might overly elongate various words or take a breath in the middle of a word and thereby divide it into two. At that point, really corrupting the words of the tefillah, and that should be something that would be avoided. I would just add that many times you hear people add syllables to words. So shocheinat can become, instead of shochein, shoawaychein, in order to fit with the tune, so then that's not the word shochein anymore, and certainly that should be avoided. What about the issue of hefsek? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo Perek Tes writes that although he doesn't seem to be in favor of singing during brachos, but he writes it's not a hefsek. If a person starts repeating words, so then there would be a hefsek, and that certainly should be avoided. However, if that's not the case, then it would not be a hefsek since it's meant to enhance the davening. What about the tzibur singing along? Let's say the tzibur already said a part of kedusha or a part of hallel, and now the chazan gets to it and he's singing, so the tzibur wants to sing with him. So Shlomo Zalman writes that if they already said that part, now they're saying it again with the tzibur, with the chazin, so that's not proper. Although he says it's not a hefsek, it wouldn't disqualify anything, but it's not proper. But just to sing with him, then that would be okay. What about tunes that come from non-Jewish sources? Is it a problem to use them for tefillah? So this is discussed by Rabbi Avadia and the tshuva I mentioned earlier, and in greater length in Yepi Omer. He quotes the Maaser Rokeach, and the Maaser Rokeach actually did think that inherently, if it was a tune that came from non-Jews, then it's a problem, and it corrupts the tefillah. But the Rav Avadia quotes many, many poskim who disagree, the Birka Yosef and others, and that is Rav Avadia's conclusion, as long as, of course, the actual music is matim and appropriate for the tefillah and enhances the tefillah. In fact, he writes that it's no coincidence that he's talking about the Sephardim, that our music is so Arabic sounding. Where do you think we got it from? We all got our music from, that we're certainly influenced very much by the surrounding non-Jewish communities. But practically speaking, certainly would be best to avoid using songs that have an association in the middle of davening, in the middle of kedusha. People are going to start to think, "Oh, that song's from some pop song," which does not necessarily increase people's ability to focus on the davening and to be in the state of mind conducive for davening. But at an inherent level, there's nothing wrong with taking a tune that is appropriate and enhances the davening, no matter what its source.